G'day, this is Nicky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time in the conspiracy theory section on the topic of the Delphi technique. The Delphi technique is a social manipulation device used by facilitators and change agents in order to gain consensus within a workable time frame in a small group situation. But first up, a little bit of background history on the word Delphi. Taken from delphi.exarch.net. The URL will be in the ATS forum thread that goes with this podcast. Quote, in the antique times, there was an influential oracle in Delphi, Greece. If you had a burning question which needed an answer, you could travel up to the temple. You would ask your question there, and the woman priest would go into trance, seeking contact with the god Apollo. Then she would give you the answer you needed to hear. And another quote from wikipedia.org. Delphi was revered throughout the Greek world as the site of the Omphalos stone, the center of the universe. The name Delphoi is connected with the Greek word Delphus, meaning womb. These definitions of the word Delphi would lead us to the assumption that the technique associated with the name Delphi, the social change technique, would involve an influential person who would be the center of the attention and the womb or the birthplace of all the ideas in the conversation. In the Delphi technique, a predetermined agenda for a meeting is given to a facilitator or a change agent, and they are ordered to organize people into groups in order to gain the easiest form, the easiest method of consensus for that predetermined agenda. They start off by signaling out and soloing out the people in the group who would be more likely to oppose their predetermined agenda. They appear to do it so that when that person reacts to them, they get the other people in the group to see the facilitator as the victim and they sympathize with them. This assists consensus. Whenever a person being soloed out from the group challenges the facilitator, they usually don't answer the question directly, but change the question around to make themselves appear the victim. The facilitators are usually extremely skilled at social manipulation and human psychology. But even people that are themselves trained in social manipulation and psychology aren't exactly always able to identify the Delphi technique being used on them. Whilst the facilitators are doing their job, they make sure that they keep a calm presentation and they try to appear presentable and friendly to the other people in the group, while subtly and passively aggressively soloing out the people who are most likely to oppose them, creating duality and differences between two different factions in the group. A popular method of gaining apparent consensus by the members of a large group by a Delphi technique facilitator is to take votes from the people and have an anonymous voting tallying system so that nobody knows what anyone else has voted. They never use actual statistics when relaying the vote results, the tally results, to the members. They use words like most people or a lot of people or some people or very few people said that, etc., etc., using verbs to determine the number of people that had voted for a specific idea. And since the voting tallies were anonymous and nobody else is really allowed to discuss their vote with anybody else within the group. On a side note, first, the people that are more likely to discuss their vote with other people in the group are usually signaled out and soloed from those other people they discuss it with at the start of the meeting, so that every small, minute group that the facilitators work in, none of the people know each other and they're very unlikely to talk about their personal opinion and their own vote before the vote's been done. But anyways, people in the voting groups are kept in the dark as to what everybody else has voted on, and the facilitators would be extremely likely to lie about the results. They wouldn't use specifics, as people could go around and ask everybody else what they thought their vote was for the tally and get an exact specific result. The facilitators would use a word like, many people voted for subject A. If a person in the group were to go around asking other people had they voted yes or no for subject A, he he wouldn't be able to confirm an exact specific detail as to how many people had voted for it. Therefore, the facilitator would be seen as not lying. This gains the people's trust in the facilitator. After the large group has done their anonymous voting, they're divided up into smaller groups of about 7 or 8 people, which are easier to manage and to change their opinions on the subject matter at hand, and to more readily conform to the facilitator's predetermined agenda. This is where the soloing out of the people who are most likely to oppose the facilitator's agenda are moved to the side of the group and ignored and vilified and even belittled and patronized by the other members in the group for having a different opinion to the facilitator, who is seen as the extremely nice person and there to be everybody's friend, when in fact they're just there to gain sympathy and everybody's consensus in order to choose a correct vote. The facilitators will attempt to make people who have contradictory opinions to the facilitator seem as though they aren't useful in the so-called democracy, which can lead to changing it to a participatory democracy rather than a full democracy or a representative democracy. Those who have the same opinions as the facilitator's agenda and his other facilitators working in the other groups are praised and given apparent ownership and possession of their opinion to make it seem as though they thought of the idea and that they're smart and that they're voting correctly. Because of social interaction, they vilify and belittle the people who have been socially kicked out by the facilitator into conforming to the same opinion as them, or at least to getting a majority vote into the consensus agenda. Basically, the facilitator's job is to make people feel as though they're important and that they own the decisions themselves. Whereas the fact would be that it belongs to the facilitator and he was kicking out everyone that would actually challenge him. Now, an education researcher in Washington State called Lynn Stutter, whose web address is learn-usa.com, suggests a few methods as to how to diffuse the Delphi technique. Number one, always be charming, courteous, and pleasant. Smile. Moderate your voice so as not to come across as belligerent or aggressive. Two, stay focused. If possible, jot down your thoughts or questions. When facilitators are asked questions they don't want to answer, they often digress from the issue that was raised and try instead to put the questioner on the defensive. Do not fall for this tactic. Courteously bring the facilitator back to your original question. If he rephrases it so that it becomes an accusatory statement, a popular tactic, simply say, "That's not what I asked. What I asked was," and repeat your question. Number three, be persistent. If putting you on the defensive doesn't work, facilitators often resort to long monologues that drag on for several minutes. During that time, the group usually forgets the question that was asked, which is the intent. Let the facilitator finish. Then with polite persistence state, "But you didn't answer my question. My question was," and repeat your question. Another thing I'd like to note when going over one of these websites that I'm linking to in the forum thread associated with this podcast is that before the people in the hall are divided up into small groups, the facilitator agents walk around and devise who's going to be most likely to group together with other people in order to try and have the same agenda as the other people in the group. And these people are purposefully divided up into their own groups, or into groups where they're not going to be with people with the same agenda, so that they're more easily soloed out from the rest of the community and more likely to proclaim the same agenda as the facilitator later on after they've achieved consensus and made the person feel vilified and belittled for having a different opinion. Now, a few examples of where the Delphi technique may be used or where it may be currently being used. I don't know if anybody else had this, but I remember a few days in high school, once every couple of years, where we'd have debate teams organized on the hall for the year level for English class. It was part of a prerequisite for our English class that we all had to attend a debate day in the hall at school. We were all set up in the hall, and the principal and some of the other teachers, mostly English teachers, were walking around the room, and they were organizing people into groups at apparently at random, And I remember having been stuck in a group of people who I had no idea who the hell they were, and I didn't agree with any of them, and I remember the teacher trying to make it seem as though he was a nice guy, and that the rest of the people were trying to socially exclude me for having a differing opinion to the rest of the group. I'd proudly like to say that I still voted against the rest of the group. The topic at hand was having blazers instead of school jumpers as being part of our school uniform. Being a poor student, I decided against it. The blazers cost $300, whereas the school jumpers cost $50. Another time that the Delphi technique could be used could be in a government public forum for, say, the local council, where they could be deciding on whether or not to fill potholes. The people would be put into the main hall and eventually divided up into small groups to discuss the topic and to, quote, open people's eyes to the topic if they didn't have any opinion on it previously. And everyone would be encouraged to write their opinion down on a piece of paper as opposed to speaking it out in public. The facilitator would then read out some of those opinions, but not the ones that would conflict with the agenda. This is a proposed way that facilitators and social change agents could be used to control local councils. I don't know exactly how this could be used at the federal level, but it's not entirely improbable that something like this would be used in order to control some of the Senate votes when talking to their undersecretaries and the people in the voting regions that they represent. Well, I think this brings this podcast to a conclusion. So this is Nurki signing out from his AboveTopSecret.com member podcast on the Delphi Technique and Social Change Agents. Infinite durable consciousness.